91X News.
It's 2 degrees and sunny. I'm John Boldrick with 91X News. The Loyalist College Choir hosted an open house last night. Christine Holsler has the story.
There were only a few new faces, and maybe not the turnout organizers were hoping for. But everyone still had fun at choir practice last night. The choir sings songs like Not Ready to Make Nice. Don't Stop Believing. Just a small town girl, living in a world. And Hallelujah. 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 Choir director John McFarlane says he's not sure where the choir will go from here, but has hopes it will continue.
I think it could really develop into something that not only is successful, but even has a tradition of some sort, you know, where people come back.
The choir meets every Wednesday at Loyalist College at 5:30 in Alumni Hall. Christine Hostler, 91X News.
The choir meets from 5:30 until 7:30. Belleville's public exposure troubles continue. Yesterday morning, Belleville police responded to a complaint from the area of Chatham Street and Queen Street. It is alleged that a male exposed his genitals to a female. The suspect is described as 20 to 30 years old, having short dark hair and a scruffy face, and also being around 6 feet tall. Police are asking the public to report any suspicious people or behavior. At least one of the survivors of this week's horrific collision in rural southwestern Ontario is doing a little bit better. 10 poultry farm workers and a truck driver were killed Monday in Hampstead, Ontario, when a van carrying the workers drove through a stop sign and was hit by a truck. Three migrant workers from Peru survived the crash, and one of the survivors' conditions has been upgraded. 35-year-old Juan Ariza was initially taken to hospital in nearby Stratford in critical condition. But the hospital says he was transferred Wednesday to London, Ontario, when he was in stable condition. The London Health Sciences Center says Ariza is now listed in fair condition. After days of disagreement, Greek leaders have reached a new debt deal. The Prime Minister and his coalition partners have agreed on a list of new cuts demanded by creditors to secure a more than $170 billion bailout. The coalition members found that just enough common ground to sign up. Reporter Nicholas Paphisis says some details have been left vague.
The Prime Minister's office said that an agreement has been struck. However, it didn't clarify the details of the agreement. This is quite important because party leaders meeting very late last night were unable to agree on all the details of the demanded austerity.
Without the deal, Greece would have gone bankrupt next month. That's 91X News to 201. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with sports. There are 10 games on the frozen water tonight in the NHL with 5 Canadian teams in action. The Leafs are in the land of brotherly love to throw it down with the Flyers. Habs take on the Islanders. The Jets look to improve on that dismal 9-16-4 road record as they head to Washington. Flames look to go to the coyote hunting in Phoenix, and Sens host Captain Shea Weber and the Nashville Predators. After yesterday's shocking news for English soccer fans, longtime England coach Fabio Capello quit being the coach of his respected club, and it was just months away from the European Championship. The move comes just hours after the Italian coach Capello publicly challenged the Football Association decision to strip the captaincy of defender John Terry. ESPN soccer analyst Alexi Lalas explains England shouldn't have much trouble finding a head coach.
Changing the coach this close to Euro 2014 is difficult, but I think that when you're talking about the likes of maybe a Harry Redknapp stepping up, there's going to be a tremendous groundswell of support for someone like him to take this team into the summer.
The European Championships are set to begin this June. This evening, the Napanee Raiders are set to battle the Picton Pirates. The Pirates are currently first in Division A. Raiders forward leading scorer Colin Dolman has his work cut out for him, as he is the Raiders' most dangerous player. He led the team with 28 goals and up 59 points. Puck drop is 7:30 in Picton. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91X Weather.
Today, sunny with a high of +4. Tonight will be clear with a low of -4. Friday, increasing cloudiness, periods of snow beginning late in the afternoon amounting to about 2 centimeters and a high of +1. Right now, it's 2 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
This is 91X.